Hello, everyone. This is Shane Lind, your ARIS moderator for today. Through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we soon hope to establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 400 kilometers above the Earth over Italy. This is all accomplished through ARIS, which is amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is currently approaching continental Europe and traveling along at around 27,000 kilometers per hour. The contact for today will be performed using the ARIS Telebridge Network, which is a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. ARIS is an international consortium of volunteers from several nations that assist to develop and operate the amateur radio equipment on board the International Space Station. Some of those that support ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT, Amateur Radio Satellite Corporations, the Canadian Space Agency, European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, Roscosmos, the Russian Space Agency, and of course NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish radio contact with the ISS today is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, located in Casale, Monferrato in Italy, and operated by Claudio Ariotti and his team. Thanks for helping us out today, Claudio.
Thank you, Shane.
We have around 5 minutes until contact time. Our link up today will be with the students participating in the Australian Air League South Australia Wing, located at the Australian Space Discovery Centre in Adelaide, South Australia. Now let's check in with the group, and we've asked their group coordinator, Mark Elliott, to please tell us about the group and the students that will be taking part today. Over to you, Mark.
Thank you, Shane. Welcome, everybody. We're here in Adelaide, South Australia, at the Space Discovery Centre. It's a beautiful, well, it was a beautiful 20 degrees today, winter, so that's not too bad. The Australian Air League is a youth group. We teach cadets about all things aviation, whether it be meteorology, navigation, radio, everything. We go flying 3 times a year in powered helicopter and gliding. Unfortunately, we don't get to do any rockets at this stage, but I'm working on that. Our motto is free from the bonds of the earth. And again, I think that's pretty fitting for tonight. I'd like to thank Shane in Queensland and Claudio in Italy for your more than valuable help. And I think that's about it, Shane. I reckon we could go over to Claudio now so he can tell us about Italy and what his station is like over there. Over.
Fine. Thank you, Mark. And yes, I appreciate all the effort you've put in with the students and the training programs that you've conducted over the last few weeks in the lead up to this very exciting event. Good luck to everyone. Okay, over to you, Claudio. Before the contact begins, can you please tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation? Over to you, Claudio.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Shane, for your presentation. Briefly, our telebridge station is located in Casale Monferrato, northwest of Italy, in the local airport, 100 kilometers from Turin and Milan. And with me today as operator, we have Mikol, India Uniform 2, Lima X Radio, and Alex, India Uniform 2, Mike, Lima Hotel. And when T-minus 30 seconds, I'll go to call Woody Oburg aboard the ISS, operating today with Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra call sign. And as soon as the signal will be loud and clear, I will invite the first student to microphone. And for everyone, don't forget to say over, because this is a very important thing to coordinate the conversation between us and the astronaut. So I see now the ISS approaching to Europe, approaching to France in this moment. So we have 2 minutes and 15 seconds to the contact. So microphone back to you, Shane.
No problem at all, Claudia. And look, we really appreciate the time and effort that your team put into making these experience is a very memorable experience for the students, and it couldn't happen without you. So You've got a very good team there and some very good runs on the board. So good luck, and we're expecting a very good contact today. Now, we have just over 1 minute left before the space station comes over the horizon. It's rapidly heading towards Claudio and his station. So remember that what we're doing on the ISS is in fact an experiment, and we can never tell the results positive or negative until the experiment is over. And students, as Claudio has already said, please don't forget to say the word over at the end of your question, because that's his key to switch between transmit and receive with his radio transmitter. So in a short time, the station will be coming over Italy. We're a little bit ahead of time. And so, Claudio, it's all over to you. And if everyone at the Space Center can be in their positions, stand by and be ready to proceed with the first question once Claudio establishes contact. Over to you, Claudio.
Okay, thank you, Shane. We have 1 minute 50 seconds from now. We are seeing your stream on over internet. All is okay. All the cadets are online. We have two students of the local flying school. We are arriving at the telebridge in this moment after the flight test. Okay, we have 15 seconds. Okay, I'm calling now. Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra. This is India, Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Ground Station, calling for a scheduled Aris contact. Do you copy, Woody? Over. Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra. This is India, Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, calling for a scheduled Aris contact. Do you copy, Woody? Over.
India, Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Have you loud and clear, Helmy?
Okay, Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra Sierra, IK1, SLD. Good morning, Woody, and happy to meet you again from Italy. Your signal is loud and clear. So, if you are ready, I'm going to pass the microphone to first cadet in Australia. Over.
That sounds great. I'm ready to talk with the Australian Air League. Looking forward to it. Over.
Okay, go ahead, Australia.
This is Savia. What can you see in space from the ISS that you can't see from Earth? Over.
Hey, Savia. We have an incredible vantage point from here in low Earth orbit, about 250 miles up. We can see entire storms like hurricanes, wildfires. We've been doing a lot of work monitoring natural disasters, so we can just see large parts of Earth from a really incredible vantage point. Over.
Blake, how often the cargo missions launch to the ISS? Over.
Hey, Blake, we have on the order of maybe 5 to 6 cargo missions each year. During my 6-month mission, we've already seen 3 cargo missions. We had SpaceX 27, SpaceX 28, and the Cygnus 19 cargo vehicles. Over.
This is Lucas. Can you have ice cream in space? Over.
Hey, Lucas. We can. Yes, we have ice cream. It's a very rare treat, but we just got some ice cream. The first that I've had in space came up a couple weeks ago on that Cygnus cargo vehicle. Over.
This is Alia. How many astronauts go on one rocket trip to the ISS? Over.
Hey, Alia. The vehicle I flew up on, which is the Crew Dragon vehicle, can carry 4 astronauts. Over.
This is Emmanuel, asking on behalf of Ryan. Is it possible to light a match? Over.
Unfortunately, no. We don't have any matches up here just because we try to be very, very careful about any flammability concerns. Over.
This is Adele. How long have you been in space so far? Over.
Hey, Adele. I am 1 week away from the six-month mark. I've been in space for almost 6 months. Over.
This is Kane. How do you, as an astronaut, remain fit while in space? Over.
Hey, Kane, that's really important. We spend about 2 hours each day exercising. About half of that is resistance exercise, like squats and deadlifts, and we have a special machine that lets us do those. The other half is cardio, and that's either on a bike or a treadmill. Over.
This is Archer. How long do you spend in space? Over.
Hey, Archer, we normally spend 6 months. My mission will be 6 months, but my colleague, Frank Rubio, is actually up here for an entire year. Over.
This is Islambic. What do you like most in space? Over.
Hey, Islambic. I think my favorite activity so far has been getting to do a spacewalk, going outside and installing some new solar arrays. Over.
I said, Beck, what do you miss most on Earth when you're in space? Over.
Hey, I said, Beck, well, I miss my family and I miss showers. Over.
This is Hunter. How do you get water in space? Over.
Hey, Hunter, that's a great question. We actually have a closed loop system, and we reclaim water from urine. So when we urinate, it goes into a special system, and after multiple stages of filtration, we get out clean drinking water, and it tastes absolutely delicious. Over.
This is Hercules. What is the longest time anyone has spent in space? Over.
Well, I believe the overall record is a Russian cosmonaut who spent over 400 days. For a U.S. astronaut, my colleague Frank Rubio, who's up here right now, is actually on track to set the record for longest time spent in space by a U.S. astronaut. I believe he will spend 371 days, just over a year. Over.
This is Eli. When is the next major upgrade to the ISS? Over.
Hey, Eli. Well, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming. We have another set of IROSA solar arrays, which will be installed in the next couple years. And eventually, we're talking about adding some modules onto the forward Node 2 docking port on the forward end. And that'll be a private Axiom module that we're going to add to the space station. Over.
This is Ryan. Have you got any animals currently in space? Over.
Hey, Ryan. Right now, we do not. No animals up here right now. Over.
This is Emmanuel. Do you still feel hungry when you travel in space? Over.
Hey, Emmanuel. Yes. After a long day's work and exercising, I definitely have a good appetite. Over.
This is Elliot, asking for Ryan. What games do you play in your free time? Over.
Hey, Elliot and Ryan. I've been playing a lot of chess. I love the game of chess, and we've been playing games with Mission Control, which has been really fun. Over.
This is Ryan, on behalf of Savia. When do you go to sleep? Over.
Well, we operate the space station on GMT, which is Greenwich Mean Time. We do a normal 24-hour sleep-wake cycle on GMT, and I go to bed around 10 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Over.
This is Dylan, on behalf of Savia. How long do people usually stay on the ISS at a time? Over.
We typically do six-month missions. Over.
This is Lockie, on behalf of Aya. What does the takeoff feel like, and does it ever make you feel sick? Over.
Hey, Alia. The takeoff is actually pretty gradual. We go from 1G on Earth of acceleration, feeling our weight, up to about 1.5Gs initially. And the reason it's so low initially is the rocket is very heavy. so it doesn't accelerate very much. But by the end of the first stage, we have about 4 G's of acceleration, and then we get the same thing in the second stage, a slow ramp from about 0.7 G's up to over 4 G's, and then that second engine cuts off, and we're weightless. And for me, that was 6 months ago that I went from my first moments in space and became weightless, and I've been weightless ever since. The takeoff doesn't really make you feel sick, but the first few days in weightlessness, your vestibular system has some getting used to things to do, so you do feel a little sick during that period. Over.
Mrs. Hunter, what do you eat? Over?
Well, we have an amazing menu prepared by a food lab at Johnson Space Center, and it's a wide range of packaged foods, rehydrated foods, and lots of shelf-stable products. It's a really delicious menu. Over.
Hi, Woody. This is Mark. If I may ask, as a youth growing up, was there any activities that led you on the path to engineering and ultimately to space? Over.
Well, sure. There's so many different pathways. So for me, early on, I was very interested in amateur rocketry, and I built a lot of big rockets, and I do think that set me on a path of being interested in aerospace engineering, and was a really great experience. Over.
This is Mark, Mark number two, spelled differently. I believe you're going to be on the Artemis program. Will you be a future moonwalker? Over.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see. Those assignments certainly have not been made yet. I would be obviously thrilled to do that if I have the opportunity. But no matter who gets to do those missions, I am so excited about our future Artemis mission to go set up a proving ground on the moon. Over.
Hi, Woody. This is Mark One back again. Just wanted to say thank you very much for making the time to talk to our cadets. It's an unreal experience. You've got some very, very happy people in Australia. Thank you very much. Over.
Well, thank you so much to the Australian Air League. It was a wonderful experience getting to talk with you. I've enjoyed aviation so much. It's been a big part of my life. And so congratulations on all the work you're doing, and it was great to talk with you today.
Okay, Woody, this is Ground Station. Thank you for the contact, and a good return on Earth. Ciao, ciao from Italy.
Okay, Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra is out.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a wow moment in history. Amateur radio station IK1SLD, operated by Claudio Ariotti and his team of ARIS volunteers, contacted Warren Woody Hoberg, KB3HTZ, operating Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra, aboard the International Space Station, and spoke with students, cadets at the Australian Air League South Australia Wing, located in the Australian Space Discovery Centre in Adelaide, South Australia. Now, for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the amateur radio satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, Roscosmos, and NASA, this is Shane Lind, amateur radio operator VK4ISS in Mackay, Queensland, Australia, sending my greetings to you all in amateur radio terms 73s, which means best wishes. Would also like to acknowledge and thank the extensive assistance, support and help that the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group in Adelaide, South Australia have provided in getting this up and operational. And thank you very much for your efforts, particularly with all the training and so forth that's been undertaken over the last few weeks. Okay, excellent, Claudio. You've done a really good job and really good strong signals. Back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Shane, and thank you to all the cadets, all the people involved to the contact. Very good contact. Thank you and compliments to all.
Yeah, thank you, Claudio. Okay, well, congratulations, Australian Air League cadets. You've done exceptionally well. You've really excelled, and I trust that you enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, thanks, Shane. And this is Andrew, VK5AKH, for the Amish Radio people. Yep, thank you very much to yourself and Claudio. And it's been great. Lots of smiling faces here. And everyone's smiling and nodding. So thank you very much. And 7-3 from here.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And, of course, we must also extend our thanks to Bob Pittman for doing all the live stream. Both through Echolink, IRLP, and other media. So it's much appreciated, Bob. And also many thanks to Jackie Carpenter from One Leap Australia, One Giant Leap Australia, for joining us tonight and sharing in the experience. Thanks for everyone.
Thanks,
Mark.
Cheers,
mate.
Thanks, Shane.
Ciao, ciao.
From
Italy. Okay, ciao, Claudio. Okay, good night, everyone.
Night.
Night all.
Thanks, Jackie. See ya.